This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
For right now, the latest news from Rome and the Vatican from Ashley Nerona, live in Rome this morning. Ashley, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How are the holidays for you?
Well, John, a big Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you, too. And I'm happy to say that we had a lovely Christmas time here. And although we were in lockdown, my husband, John, and I very much enjoyed some quiet days of celebration. And the only thing was that it's been raining this entire time. So we are definitely looking forward to some sunshine in the new year.
You know, you talk about the lockdown in Italy, and we've talked about the coronavirus, and this is kind of version 2.0 that you're going through right now. Some of that coming here to the shores. And we were kind of locked down as well in a general sense here in the New York area. And in just speaking to other family members, because we didn't see each other, it was a beautiful Christmas because it made the celebration of Mass a little more intimate. It made that birth of Christ a little more intimate. At least in talking to my cousins, we had this Ignatian-like experience all individually in our own parishes, going to Mass. And that was a tremendous spiritual gift.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really been such a wonderful thing here because even during this lockdown, the one thing that's been different is that Masses have continued. So we fill out forms and to show that we are going to Mass, but we can still attend Mass. And to your point, John, it really was such a special experience to celebrate with a much smaller community than usual and to continue to have that opportunity to worship together and with such an incredible gratitude, a gratitude like never before, just to be there and to worship Christ and to receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's amazing.
And of course, today, January 6th, Feast of the Epiphany, it gets celebrated the first Sunday after the new year, and that was last Sunday here in the United States. How is the Epiphany celebrated in Rome? And talk a little bit about the Holy Father's comments in his homily for the Epiphany.
Well, sure. Yes. So today there was a Mass celebrated in St. Peter's Basilica at the altar of the chair. Now, this Mass typically would have been attended by hundreds and hundreds of people, but there was a very limited audience today. And his homily, John, well, he spoke about the fact that worshiping God requires a sense of maturity in our hearts. And it can only be the fruit of a spiritual journey. He said that if people don't worship God, they will worship idols. So all should find more time to devote to worship and to learn how to better contemplate the Lord, to create a stronger sense of prayer and adoration. He said there are various lessons which can be learned from the Magi, to learn to fall down and worship and contemplate the Lord as they did. And he pointed to three specific phrases that can help people understand what it means to be worshipers of the Lord. And those three phrases were to lift up our eyes, to set out on a journey, and to see. And so to lift up the eyes, he says, means not to make one's personal problems the center of life, but to look at problems in a new way, knowing that the Lord knows suffering and tears. And that doesn't mean that the problems will disappear, but that the faithful should have a certainty that the Lord will grant the strength to deal with them. And then he spoke about setting out on a journey, that the Magi, of course, had this long journey, and any journey involves transformation because the traveler learns new things. They meet new people. They call on an inner strength that against the hardships and the difficulties along that journey, and that often makes the heart humbler. And then that third phrase was to see, and he said that worshiping as the Magi did was something that was usually reserved for sovereigns and reserved for dignitaries. But instead, they not only saw a poor child and his mother, because they saw beyond that. They saw the real presence of God. And after the Mass today, John, Pope Francis delivered in the Apostolic Library at noon today. He prayed the Angelus and then delivered his Angelus address. And he reflected on the book of Isaiah chapter 60, Isaiah's vision, where he saw darkness that covered the earth, but then later announced the coming of the light given by God to Jerusalem and destined to shine on the path of all the peoples. So Pope Francis said that that light should shine through each of the faithful, through all those who love Jesus, and how? Well, through the proclamation of the gospel. So he said the faithful must be what he called the stars for their brothers and sisters. So in other words, that light, by being witnesses of God's goodness and God's mercy. So he urged all the faithful to look for that interior light and to welcome the light of Christ on this feast day, on the Epiphany, and to allow themselves to be guided just like the Magi, and to be converted to Christ and to his love, John.
Ashley Nerono, live from Rome this morning at 23 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and the beautiful homily that the Holy Father had, and of course his Angelus address about the Epiphany. Are there any unique traditions to Italy that are connected to the Epiphany, Ashley?
Oh, why, yes, there are. So first of all, today is a national holiday, which means that, of course, if we weren't in lockdown, which means everything is closed, things would have been closed anyway. But there is a wonderful Epiphany parade that goes on down the Via della Conciliazione, that long street that leads right into St. Peter's Piazza there. The people in the parade are wearing period costumes. Of course, the final participants of the parade are the Magi, who come walking in with their gifts. But another interesting tradition which is happening today involves some Italian folklore. It's the fairy tale of the Befana. And the story goes that the wise men, as they were on their way to visit Jesus, they stopped for a rest at the home of a woman, a witch-like woman, a strega. And they invited her to come along with them and to join them on their journey. And she said, "No, you know what? I'm too busy. I got to clean my house." And when they left, she realized that she had missed the opportunity to see the Messiah. So she tried to follow them, but unable to find Jesus, she instead gave the gifts that she had brought to other children. So, based on that fairy tale, that legend, the tradition of the Befana is also celebrated here today in Italy. And so what happened was little Italian children hung up their stockings in anticipation of gifts last night, and they put out a little glass of wine and some panettone or pandoro, traditional Christmas cakes, as little refreshments for the Befana. And she, of course, left them treats. So when they woke up this morning, they opened their stockings to find candies, or if they weren't good little girls and boys, they might find lumps of coal. And the best part about the Befana legend is that after she drops off her gifts, because she's dirty from her travels, she bothers to sweep up the house before she hops on her broomstick and carries off again. So I was quite disappointed this morning to find that the Befana did not visit
Uh-oh.
My home.
Uh-oh.
And yep, and yes, my
John,
floors were not
listening?
Swept.
John, are you listening? Wait a minute, a lump of coal for you. There it is.
That's
and,
right.
and standing
That's
up for
right.
that lump of coal, that there's a long list of things that really just get short shrift. It's the lump of coal. It's chocolate during Lent. And there's a whole list of things that always get picked on. Maybe if we actually made a if we made a solid chocolate that looks like a lump of coal, maybe we can make some money. We can donate it to
Black
Relevant
Rock
Media.
Candy. Yes,
there you
a
go.
A lot of opportunity there. Yes.
There you go. Are there New Year's traditions as there are here? There are different things. A lot of people just go into the water on New Year's Day down at Coney
yes.
Island in New York. Does that happen in Italy?
We do that too. In fact, this is a tradition that has been going 31 years strong, and it's led by a man that Romans know well as Mr. OK. And he's been keeping the unusual tradition of diving into Rome's Tiber River on the 1st of January. Now,
oh, okay.
This year, I mentioned before, we've been having a lot of rain. So that means that the levels of the water were extra high. It means the currents were extra strong and it was raining, but that did not stop Mr. OK. He's a 68-year-old lifeguard. His name is Maurizio Pumilli, and he dove right off the Ponte Cavour, took that 55-foot plunge. There were some other divers that joined him as well. There's police and fire department who are actually on boats in the water just in case. But I'll tell you, the fact that despite the circumstances, the fact that that tradition carried on was certainly a sign of hope for Italians this year, John.
Wow, a 55-foot plunge. Can you imagine doing
yes.
that, Glenn? Wow, a 55. That's the nesty plunge on
I'm good.
Steroids.
I'm good.
Okay, yeah, we'll just watch. we'll just watch. Not watch on YouTube because we don't even want to be out there. Ashley Nerona with the latest news from Rome and the Vatican and giving us some great color about Italy. We've talked about Ashley's husband, John, and Ashley and John have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome when we can finally start visiting again. Truthandbeautyproject.com is the website, truthandbeautyproject.com. All the very best. We give you an audio gift for your stocking, as since you just didn't get anything from John last night, so that's our gift to you. And of course, your gift to us is your wisdom, and of course, all of the beautiful news that you give to us about Rome and the Vatican. Thank you, Ashley.
Oh, God bless you. Buon anno, as we say here in Italy.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.